Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and throughout all these segments, we are being hosted by the firm Gray, Gray & Gray, and that means my guest host is the one, the only, Rich Hershen. Hi, Rich.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I am good. Glad to be back again on day two of our interview week here at Gray, Gray & Gray.
Great. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to Kelly coming back in, too.
She'll be in a little bit later, but in the meantime, I think we've got a great guest. Why don't you introduce him?
All right. He's pushing me along.
Yeah. Someone has to.
Yes. I have one of those at home. We're going to introduce a second-timer to the show, Willie Mandrell, principal owner of Mandrell Company. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me again.
Thanks, Willie. Willie, tell us first about Mandrell Company.
Mandrell Company, we're a real estate brokerage. Our niche, or what we focus on, is the investor in the industry. I think a lot of people are familiar with real estate brokerages, the Coldwell Bankers, the Century 21s, but we found that to differentiate ourselves and to create our carve-out, our niche, we focus on the individual who's looking to buy that first multifamily, the 2 to 3 family, wants to learn a little bit more about becoming a landlord. We also work with a lot of developers in the city in terms of finding them land opportunities, or just multifamilies that need to be rehabbed and converted into condos is a big thing that's going on in the city of Boston right now. So that's kind of our niche. Is we're traditional real estate brokers, but we focus on the investor side, investor developer side.
What is it about that group that requires a unique broker?
There's a lot of it's a lot of number crunching. It's a different way to approach things. I think when you're in the suburbs or you're shopping for a condo, it's more of an emotional purchase. Do you like the kitchen? Does it fit for your for your needs? Does the backyard work for your dog? Those are emotional decisions. Whereas our clients are making more financial decisions, right? Do the rental numbers or the rental income exceed the rental expenses by enough to make cash flow? If I purchase this building at X and I put Y into it, will I profit at the end of the day if it's a condo conversion? So they're more number-based decisions versus emotional-based decisions. So it does take some understanding from the realtor standpoint.
So you were listed in Entrepreneurs Magazine 2018 Entrepreneur 360 list.
We were.
What has that meant to you?
It's been great. It's been a good amount of exposure for the company. It was great to be recognized for the things that we were doing. It's been absolutely a complete honor to be in that type of the group of people.
What do you think you were doing that made it so that you got on that list?
Just continuing to put ourselves out there. We spread our message far and wide. Like I said, the second time we're on the show today, we try to get out there and tell everybody about what we're doing. I think that's really what it comes down to. A lot of people have, in my opinion, unique abilities. There are a lot of people that do things a little bit differently, but I don't think that they... I think when you're running a business, you also have to be a media company for yourself as well. Almost that Gary Vee, type of deal where... You can't just be good at your craft. You also have to be good at putting the message out there and telling people about what you do as well.
So have you seen any trends in the Boston real estate market that people should be aware of right now?
I still think it's a great time to buy. I know there's a lot of people on the fence about, whether the market, whether we're at the tipping point again and whether they should be holding off. I think that, right now, you just have to, and again, I think it's the case with any time, you just have to make decisions based on, does it make sense today? Does it make sense if I'm going to be here? If you're a individual buyer looking for condos or single families, do you want to be there for the next 5 years? And if so, make the purchase. If you're an investor, does the cash flow from the property make sense? And if it does, is it going to continue to do that in the future? The thing that I would say is you get into a market like today, and a lot of people have seen the appreciation over the last 10 years, and they get to a point where I had one individual come to me and say, hey, I want to buy this condo, and in a couple of years, I'm going to move to California. I said, why would you buy a condo today if you're going to move to California? She said, well, I'm going to buy it at 7, and I'm going to sell it at 8, in a couple of years. That's just not logical thinking. That's speculation, and those are the things that you shouldn't be doing in this market. If it makes sense for you today, 5 years out, then like I said, I still think it's a really good time to be purchasing.
So tell me, why do you start this company? What was it about this area that you said, you know what, this is a need and you wanted to found a company that serviced this need?
Well, I'm an investor myself. I'm a real estate investor myself. I've been investing since 2006. It was probably the worst time to buy my first investment properties, right before the market crashed. But I did learn a lot from the, you know, the downward turn or the downturn, and then, you know, riding the market back up. And when we started the company 2012, 2013, you know, I really wanted to be, I was in the financial services industry. Market took a downturn and I figured out, you know, I wanted to take a step back and figure out what I wanted to do with my life. And real estate was it. Decided, you know, just to jump in, wanted to fully immerse myself, got my real estate license, worked for a couple brokerages. And I found that, you know, there weren't many people out there specializing in that middle market, what I like to, you know, call, field for investors. You were either your run-of-the-mill real estate agent who really didn't know a lot about the multifamily business, or you were Marcus and Millichap who were, you know, dealing with 200 units at a time. There was a need for that middle ground, somebody who could understand the 2, the 3, and the 20, but you didn't have to still in that residential market, so to speak. So I just saw the need for, you know, to fill that space, and is what I enjoy doing as well. I represented a couple clients, you know, buying single family homes, my friends and family, and I found that for me personally, working with multifamily investors was just felt better for me. I'm more of a numbers-based person, a logical-based person, versus working with that buyer and seller that are more emotional-based. So they just kind of fit my need as well in my personality. And then, you know, from there, we just expanded and we found a bunch of other people that felt the same way. And slowly, the company just kind of grew from there. So
what is your background?
I am all over the place. I went to school for culinary arts initially. My goal was to start my own restaurant. I'd love cooking, and I went to school for culinary arts. Got to there and realized that if I wanted to open up my own restaurant, I needed a business background. So I switched my major, went to Northeastern for business, and just loved that side of it. I slowly decided that if I really wanted to be in the restaurant business, you know, working nights and weekends, you know, it was going to be tough. For some reason, got my degree in finance. Got out, got a job in financial services, got my, you know, Series 7, for those of you familiar with the, you know, the stockbroker's license. And then, you know, loved that side of the business. It's just when the market, you know, took a tank, you know, I just had to, like I said, had to figure out what I wanted to do, and real estate was it. But it was just the financial services background. I've been in the financial services industry, which really helped me a lot in the real estate business as well, just kind of understanding numbers and, you know, crunching cash flow and return on investment and everything else that goes along with it.
Was this your first business?
No, serial entrepreneur. I started a tax business when I was in college.
See, I knew he had some tax in him. I like this guy.
Yeah, I started a tax business when I was in college. Various other things. You know, we did some catering for a little while, and you know, it, various other things. So no, I mean, I had some failures under my belt when I came along. And even after this company, I still started a couple other different things, educational companies and stuff like that. So serial entrepreneur, it's just, I keep coming back to the Mandrill company, keep coming back to this passion in real estate at the end of the day.
What was the number one lesson you learned? You said you had a couple failures along the way. It sounds like you've had a lot of successes as well. What's the best lesson you've learned?
You just have to keep going. I mean, like I said, every single one of those things, you learn something from, and you keep pushing. I knew... I've known for a while now that I want to be independent. I like the idea of entrepreneurship. I like the idea of I get out of my business what I put in, right? If I think strategically, if I put in the time, if I hire the right people, if I make the right investments, those are the things that are going to help me build my business. And I like the idea of entrepreneurship and the fact that when I was in corporate, I felt like I was one of the harder working people in the company. I felt like I was going out and getting these different licenses and making these decisions and making these suggestions to for the company that were panning out, but I wasn't seeing any increase in my income, wasn't seeing any increase in any more security in my future, you know, looking at retirement and everything else like that. So I like the idea of entrepreneurship. I like the idea of being able to build a business and getting out of that business exactly what you put in, if that answers your question.
It does. Yeah. That's a great answer.
We've been speaking with Willie Mandrell, principal owner of the Mandrell Company, with Rich Hershen from Gray, Gray, Gray. Willie, if somebody wants to find you at the Mandrell Company, how would they do that?
Sure. You can visit our website. It's mandrellco.com, M-A-N-D-R-E-L-L-C-O.com. We also have a free networking group. It's called Boston Wealth Builders. It's a networking and educational platform, free for anybody to join. You can be from another real estate brokerage. We have Keller Williams agents there, Coldwell Banker's agents there, interested in the real estate investment space. It's bostonwealthbuilders.com. You can join, answer a couple questions, and be on the membership list within a couple minutes.
Thanks, Willie. My name again is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break, and on to the next entrepreneur with Rich Hershen.